You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're asking you, do you know the real Jesus? The religious leaders do not teach people about the real Jesus. First of all, let me prove it to you with one statement. Jesus did not come to save the whole world 2,000 years ago, nor is he trying to save the whole world today. There is a plan that God has where most of the world will end up in his kingdom. But it wasn't 2,000 years ago, and it's not today. Now, most people are going to grab their chest and, you know, this could give them a heart attack. This goes against everything they've been told about Jesus. So get your Bibles out and read along. Let's make sure I'm not lying to you. Jesus' words, he said this himself, Matthew 15:24. That's right. Jesus told you this himself in Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did you hear that? You better go get your Bibles and make sure I'm not lying here. Jesus himself said he wasn't sent to save the world. He was sent for a specific group of people in the first century. Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So who is this lost sheep of the house of Israel? See, your minister is never going to tell you who that is. Acts chapter 13, verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. From this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus. Here, the Bible tells you that David's seed, descendant from David, Jesus, from this man's seed, talking about David, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus. Not for Gentiles, not for anybody else, for Israel. So who is Israel? Most people would say, oh, well, that's the Jews. The Jews are one tribe out of 13. One tribe, one 12th, one 13th, actually, because Joseph's descendants were the most populous, the most numerous of all. But anyhow, out of the 12 tribes, Judah is one. The Jews are one tribe. Are they a part of Israel? Yes. Are they all of Israel? No. We're in Tennessee here. So all Tennesseans are Americans. But are all Americans Tennesseans? Absolutely not. The ones that live in Tennessee and are citizens of the state of Tennessee are. But if you live in California, Wisconsin, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, you're not a Tennessean. Just like all Jews are part of Israel, but not all Israel are Jews. Chew on that one. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.